is just 3 days away from the biggest fight in boxing history. Two of the greatest boxers in history will face off in a fight that the whole world has been waiting for. The undefeated mega-rich loudmouth Floyd Mayweather will face off against his greatest opponent Manny Pacquiao in the richest bout boxing has ever seen. At stake here is more than just money or belts. At stake is the mythical pound-for-pound crown. This is the ultimate goal in boxing, and whoever wins this fight at the MGM Grand on the 2nd of May is guaranteed not only a tremendous fortune, a place in boxing's Hall of Fame, but also immortality for all time. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll continue our countdown and preview of the fight of the century between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, and we'll be joined all the way from Los Angeles by our good friend and the reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Mowata. We'll also bring you World Football Watch as well as sports news from across the globe. My name is Tunde Koiki. Let's take a quick break and we will return with the rest of the show. It's getting ever closer to D-Day on the 2nd of May at the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas. The whole world will be watching as Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao will finally face off in a fight that the world has been dying to see. Well, joining us now is the biggest African-born radio host in Los Angeles, boxing promoter and analyst, known to the Voice of America listeners all across Africa as the reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Mowata. Thank you again for joining us on Sports Planet.
Well, anytime, man. You know, he's getting ready to get out of town. There's so much stuff to do, but we're all hyped up for this big monster fight.
Okay, so Nnamdi, tell us what's been going on. What's the latest from the camps of both fighters?
Well, Manny Pacquiao left Hollywood with a grand caravan to head to Mandalay Bay. Manny Pacquiao will stay at Mandalay Bay. And Floyd Mayweather will arrive at the Grand MGM Grand, what we call the Grand Arrival. That's a whole big part of the fight week. The final press conference today, then Friday is the weigh-in, and Saturday night is the real deal.
And talking about Saturday night, tickets are selling online for $351,000 ahead. That's unbelievable.
Well, you have to believe it. You know, it's not about a fight. It's about being there. So you can, 10, 20 years from now, I can tell you about today, yours truly was in the arena. And I'm glad to let you know, to all your listeners, I got my confirmation Friday morning. I'm in the arena. this is not the first time. I've been going to big fights since the 80s, you know. We've been covering big fights. So being in that arena means a lot. A wet nosebleed will cost you like $10,000, you know. So it's no joke, man. The fight better live up to this hype, man.
Yeah, and that's the problem, Nnamdi. With all the hype around this fight, and Mayweather being famous as a defensive fighter and not a kamikaze opponent like Pacquiao, that this fight might fail to live up to expectations. Is this a possibility?
Oh, yeah, but they realize one thing. Majority of those people paying $300,000, they want to see Floyd Mayweather knocked out completely. They want to see him body, his nose bloody, coming on the floor and referee counting him out. And that would make their day. You know, so part of it is jealousy, part of it is, you know, like they say in Hollywood, a hater, you know. But, you know, it could go two ways. Floyd may just decide to just box and win a 12-round decision. And if you put down $300,000 for a ringside seat, that will not go down well with you at all, because you're paying to see a knockout. You're paying to see action. One guy may be doing the chasing, the other guy may just be, you know, being in a defensive mode. I just win it. Easy decision.
Well, Nnamdi, there are those who argue that all the hype around this fight is just indicative of how bad boxing is if the whole world is on edge because of just one fight. I mean, the heavyweight ranks is dead. And in the good old days, we had Roberto Duran, Thomas Hearns, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Sugar Ray Leonard. Do you agree that professional boxing is in a bad shape?
I totally disagree with you, Babatunde. Boxing is alive. This is the first time in history of the game we have a fighter who's not only good in the ring, but he's good outside the ring. He's his own promoter. I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather, is his own manager. This has never happened. What Floyd Mayweather will meet one night, May 2nd, Muhammad Ali never made that. Floyd Mayweather will be the best on the planet. Boxing is alive, man. If boxing is dead, how come people are paying $300,000 to get to the fight? How come all the hotel rooms in the city are going, for like, you know, try to get into the MGM. You cannot even get a room. You're talking about $1,500 per night. Boxing is alive. In America today, we have all the networks showing us boxing on Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. They used to do that in the 80s. Boxing is alive. So don't buy into boxing is dead. If boxing is dead, how come the gate alone is $72 million by Babatunde? Think about that. The game is alive, man.
I hear you loud and clear. So let's look at the trainers of the fighters. Which corner seems to have the edge going into this fight?
Mayweather has been training for a knockout. It's from what I know, from what I've heard. And he's in great shape. Manny Pacquiao, if you remember, he was dealing with leg cramps and all. And in terms of focus, I think Manny lost a little bit of focus by doing a whole lot in Hollywood and training in Hollywood. And if you look at corners, you know, in the fight game, we look at who is in the corner, who's giving instruction. Because when the fighter, the warrior comes back to the corner, he needs to be instructed on what to do in the next round. In Mayweather's corner, you have the Black Mamba. You know, Black Mamba used to be a world champion himself. And you have the guru, Floyd Senior. Those two heads in that corner there, you can't beat them. With all respect to Freddie Roach, who's a great trainer, Hall of Famer, you can't compare Freddie Roach with those two guys in Mayweather's corner.
Finally, Nambi, let me put you on the spot. Mayweather's iron defense against Pacquiao's superior hand speed. Who's going to win?
Babatunde, you know, there are things I'm still analyzing, you know. I'm heading to Las Vegas, you know. When I get to Vegas, it's too early now. It's too early to predict anything now. There are things we're still analyzing that we cannot come up on the air and make statements, you know. So as you get a little closer, I think on your Friday show, I'll be able to break it down for you and give you my pick. But as of now, there are a few things we're analyzing. I'm getting ready to head to the airport to head out to Vegas. And when I get to Vegas, I have all my stuff in place. And then we'll break it down for you Friday.
We've been speaking with boxing promoter and the voice of America's reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Mayweather. Thank you so much for your time.
Big ups to all my people in Lagos, man.
On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Sunday Kweki, asking you to join us again on Friday and urging you to believe.